It's 80 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. The voice of the Grand Ole Opry is in critical condition. Bill Cody is a veteran broadcaster, host of WSM Radio's morning program, and the longtime announcer and host of Opry shows. A message from his daughter posted to social media says Cody was admitted to the hospital 3 weeks ago and was told he needed both heart and kidney transplants. This weekend, his condition took what she describes as a downward spiral. She's asking for prayers and expressing hope that organs will become available. Cody was given a star on the Music City Walk of Fame in 2024. He's been a member of the Country Music Disc Jockey Hall of Fame since 2008. The descendants of a blacksmith enslaved by John Overton Jr. unveiled a historical marker over the weekend to honor him. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports from Forest Hills, where many roads honor Confederate generals, not Union supporters.
Hiram Overton and his wife self-emancipated, as the roadside marker says, and set up a blacksmith shop on Granny White Pike. It's just a few miles from Traveler's Rest, where they'd fled early in the Civil War. Their enslaver was off fighting for the Confederate Army. The deep research that led to the marker's approval was completed by his great-great-great-granddaughter, Aisha Francis. She read from a court transcript she found in the National Archives.
During the war, did you wish the Union or the Confederacy to win, and why?
Almost any fool wants to be free. Birds want to be free. I wanted to be free, and I wanted the Union to win.
That's Jesse Overton III, who stopped to read the words again. Many of his cousins in attendance also share the last name of their patriarch's enslaver. Almost any fool wants to be free. Birds want to be free. I wanted to be free. Blake Farmer, WPLN News.
Tree trimming by Nashville Electric Service will continue despite calls for a moratorium. Utility leaders say it would be more dangerous to allow trees to go untrimmed, raising the risk of damage and power outages. NES has agreed to scale back how aggressive its trims are, allowing somewhat more vegetation beneath power poles and wires. There's been widespread alarm about the trimming. The utility had fallen behind on routine pruning and is now cutting trees that haven't been maintained in 4 years. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.